Number two, experience moments of joy. Trace is one of the most upbeat people that I've ever known, and he finds joy every day of his life. Recently he said to me, "I wish you could find more joy in your life." In reflecting on his comment, the thought struck me. I had become so caught up in the activities of living and working, I rarely thought about, much less appreciated, all the moments of joy that I was experiencing every day. It was not that I was unhappy, but I wasn't feeling the joy along the way. I decided I needed to define in my own mind what moments contribute to my happiness. Too many of us think of joyful moments primarily as those major kick-up-your-heels experiences. Moments of joy, however, are not just major life events, but can come from any pleasant experience, however small. Some joyful moments for me include walking in the warm sunshine, planting flowers, watching our grown children talk and laugh the way that they did as little children, experiencing the smell of baking bread, lying next to Trace and feeling the warmth of his body, receiving a simple hug and a kiss from him after a long day, or even laughing at a dumb joke. Now, I make it a point to recognize my moments of joy, relish the feelings they create within me, and share them with my sweetheart. Our moments of joy and the feelings associated with them can be difficult to recognize because they're often intangible. To make these moments of joy more real for you, identify what activities and experiences make you feel good so that you can more readily recognize them as they happen. It's not possible to identify every moment of joy before it happens, but thinking about the types of things that make you happy can help you recognize the spontaneous ones as they occur. Take the time to truly appreciate and be thankful for them. The experiences become more meaningful as you share your feelings about them with your sweetheart. By describing or discussing them, you make the feelings and the experiences more tangible and thus more real. One day as Trace and I were driving along a road, a major storm began moving into the valley. I was listening to the radio as I noticed how incredible the clouds were with the various shades of gray and black contrasted against the newly budding green of the trees in the spring. It almost took my breath away, and I felt such awe at the beauty of the world around me. It was truly a moment of joy that I would never have put on my list of things that I enjoy, but I recognized the feelings within me, and I shared them with Trace. He, too, recognized the beauty, and we discussed the shades of colors that contributed to the majestic and mystic atmosphere of this spring storm. By talking about, describing, and sharing how it made us feel, the experience became very tangible and more special to both of us as it became a recognized moment of joy. If you want to make the most of life's joyful moments, here are some things to consider. Identify any experiences or things that make you feel good inside and bring you joy. Savor these whenever they occur. Express your feelings about them to your companion. Having fun with our partner, and fun is usually spawned by external events, makes our relationships much more enjoyable. But real joy, which is felt deep within us, is the key to relationships that are truly satisfying.